Today is Tuesday the 24th of January 2012. My name is Suzanne Lawrence. I'm a volunteer for the Little Lewis Headland Project, their oral history department. And I'm here this afternoon interviewing Josie Gilbert. Right, so Josie, where were you born?
I was born at Eton, just outside Norwich.
And when, how long were you there before you moved to this area?
26 years.
Right.
Came here in 1954 when I got married.
Right, so with your husband from local to here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was his home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how old were you then?
26.
Can I ask your date of birth, if you don't mind?
23rd of the 1st. 28.
So you were 26 when you moved.
Yes.
Moved here. Okay. So what was your maiden name?
Carver.
Oh, right. Okay.
C-A-L-V-E-R.
And did you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes.
All?
Two brothers.
Uh-huh. Yes. Did they stay in the local area?
Yeah. Well, one was in Norwich, and the other one was in the Air Force. And
okay. Okay, what did your father do?
He was a greenkeeper at Eton Golf Club.
Oh, right, golf course.
Mm.
Okay, so what sort of things did he do? Apart from rolling the grass.
Cutting grass and doing, I suppose, the rough and the greens.
Mm. Yes. Okay, so have you any recollection of your school days at all?
Yes, I went to school at Norwich and I left at 14, which was during the war.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so where did you meet your husband?
Old time dancing in Norwich, yeah, at the Aylwin. Oh dear, a lot of years ago.
Mm. So was your husband, what did he do?
He farmed here in Nottleham.
Right. Mm-hmm. Was it in this place where you live
yes.
now?
This weren't built, but this is the area around here, and this belonged to him. There was an old house stood here, you see, yes.
Right. Mm. So when you were a child, you weren't actually living in this local vicinity?
Not at all, no.
But have you got any recollections of when you first came here, of any areas along, you know, the fens and along Norton?
Didn't know very little about the fens, no.
Okay, so you were farming?
Here, yes, yeah. and I used to help him. And
what were you farming?
Well, just arable, you know.
Right, okay, no livestock?
Well, a few pigs and bullocks, you know, but only...
Did you grow your own food?
Well, we had a garden, you know, or an allotment as such, whatever. Yeah. So yes.
Yeah. What sort of foods did you eat?
All veg, and you know, and we grew peas and carrots and things and potatoes and.
Did you buy lots of things from shops, or
Not very little in that line. No.
You do now.
Then my family had a house cow, so we had butter and that, you see, and milk. So, yes,
a sort of bit self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what sort of, can you remember any particular day of that, you know, like at school or when you moved here, when you first got married? Any particular memories of?
Well, no, only coming here, and I'd been used to electricity, and there wasn't anything here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's at that time.
What did
you have?
Was it?
Well, actually, we had the little oil lamps, but we did have a generator.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, and that would be gone, and then the lights would go out, that would stop, the petrol would run out, and there you go. That was all fun.
How did you cook?
I had a Rayburn, but solid fuel then, you see, yes.
Did you get on all right with that?
Yeah. I've never been used to it. Come from the town, but no, I loved it.
Right. Mm.
Missed it when I had to go in the end, but
all
things come to an end.
Yeah. So how long ago was that?
Oh, goodness me. I don't know, about 20 years ago, I suppose.
Right. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So do you still have oil? Is it oil fired now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, what sort of changes do you think you've seen over the years that you've been here? Can you?
Well, I think that's something you just accept as things come along, you know, and just sort of adapt, really.
Okay, well, like farming, do you think the farming is...
Well, farming has changed. Oh, yes, vastly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there's only one man now on the farm. I mean, we used to, you have to help, and you used to cut and stoke the wheat, you know, and that sort of thing. And
they all, everybody, did you used to go and help?
Go and help to stoke the wheat, and pitch the bundles of straw, you know, and that sort of thing.
Mm.
Oh, gosh, I've forgotten about this.
Do you have any good memories of doing that?
Well, I was happy, yes, I loved to be outside, you know,
yeah.
Mm. We never grew sugar beet and chopped out, and not like it is today. I mean, it's all mechanical and that. And loading up, well, I didn't load up on the lorries, but my husband used to, perhaps after tea, went time to pour and rain, and they would. Mm. But then the lorries were only about 7 ton then, so.
Yeah, so it's harder work.
Cool, a lot of hard, lot of hard work attached to it.
Did you have a lot of, but good were there days. A lot of people that worked on the farm?
No, we only just had one man.
Right.
And he didn't tractor drive or anything like that. He used to do mostly hedging and ditching. Right. And so I was the tractor driver, the old one. You know, we used to go sugar beet harvesting, or sugar beet hoeing and that. And I used to drive the tractor and my husband sit on the hoe. And but they don't hear anything much of that today. That's all. Yeah. Oh, dear. But they were happy days, so.
So you've seen child. I mean, what about when you say you had some machinery, but just the tractor and not like and you didn't have any other machinery.
No combine or anything like that. No tractor and just the things, plough and the drills and that sort of thing. We had that. But,
when it was harvest time, was it just you and your husband then?
Well, we'd have somebody come and combine.
All right.
Yeah, and a man actually at that time lived next door and. He'd do the combining, but then that, you see, we used to bag it up. That used to be put in the trailer, the cone, and then we used to bag it up off the trailer in the barn. And
right, so you did all that?
Or helped with it, helped tie the bags up.
Good. Do you remember any special sort of celebration events and things, you know, sort of harvest festivals or Queen's Jubilee, or were there any local celebrations for any time?
Can't remember. We'd be harvest festival in church and that sort of thing. But I think there might have been celebrations. But
okay. What sort of crops did you grow? I know you said it was arable.
But, yeah.
Obviously sugar beet.
The sugar beet and wheat and barley mostly. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do they still do that now? What are they growing now?
They still grow that, yes, yes. Because I still got 5 acres, actually, and that's grown winter barley. You know, that usually keeps growing barley year after year. Mm.
What about the sort of wildlife in the area? Have you had any sort of...
We get rabbits and things with... and we still get rabbits, and they get amenas, really, but they got myxomatosis, which is sad. You know, you see them poor things. I think that's a terrible disease, really.
What about birds and things? I mean, do you have a lot of...
crows. But I do get woodpeckers on the, you know, here locally on the
Do you think,
bird feeder,
I mean,
but,
when you first came here, do you think you had there was different sort of bird life, more bird life, would you have said?
More bird life, yes, we would, because we had more sort of sparrows and things, which you don't see very often now.
No.
And don't see so much of the thrushes and that, but I think they're getting back a bit, but that's sad, really, that part of it. We don't see these things, but I think they do in places. So,
Have you got any experiences of the Little Ouse, you know, the valley along by the river at all?
No, not at all, no.
Nothing. Okay. No. So do you remember, did you used to have flooding at all in this area at all? Here?
No, because we're high here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yes. Whichever way we go out, we go downhill. So, which is at our advantage, really.
That's good. Just